Alaska.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Everyone, good morning. It's October 29th, and you're listening to another show, TalkLine. And I'm Diane McGachran. You're whomever you are, and we are going to get started right off the bat with John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning to everyone else, too.
Yeah.
People are still out there boarding, I noticed. When they're out there boarding, when they're going on destinations,
mm-hmm.
Please keep your winter gear hot and rain gear, because the weather changes here dramatically, you know.
I know.
It could be cold one second, next thing you know it's raining. And you get wet like that, you can have frozen clothes. So it's best to be prepared, have tarp, survival gear, anything that might sustain you overnight if you had engine problems and stuff like that, you know. Right now it's getting colder each day now.
Yeah.
And I want to warn the kids like Sam did last week about playing on the ice. Now it's really deceiving. It's got snow on there and look like it might be solid. It's not. It's dangerous. Please warn your kids not to play around lakes there, because you can easily fall in there and get hypothermia and don't take long to drown from there on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want no tragic losses because of carelessness. Let your kids know about these things. It's a safety matter. And another thing I'd like to know, it might be a dumb question, but is there going to have trick-or-treating?
No.
Okay, because everybody, you know, we're kind of hesitant. You should announce that on the radio, too. I think they shouldn't either, because it's too contagious
mm-hmm.
and too dangerous. We already have a red alert system here
yeah.
on the YK, and you don't want... That'd be the whole time we'd get infected, kept that right up like that.
That's right.
Really so contagious, it's easy to catch, you know, so we all got to be careful. And I had another thing, I had something else, but I forgot all about that. Everyone, please have a good weekend, and don't drink and drive. And the roads are slick right now, maybe that's what I had in mind. When you're, don't speed around too fast in town. There's no need to rush nowhere in town. You're isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You could always pick up the phone. You're going to say you're going to be a little late. Nothing wrong with that. It's nature that's causing that, you know. You can use that as an excuse. You've got to drive slow anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And be careful of the people. It takes longer to have that braking system, you know, when it's slick like this.
Yeah.
Especially if you have summer tires and no studs on there. So everyone, please have a safe weekend and happy Halloween to everyone. Next year will be better. Like Vern said one time, he said, why don't you just hide stuff around the house or outside in the yard and trick-or-treat, you have the kids go look for them.
Yeah, people can do some creative fun at home.
Yeah,
sure.
Vern, my friend, brought that up on Facebook. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and maybe have a fun movie night
with
just you and your family.
Trick or treat, hide a little treat
yeah.
through the yard or in the house and have them go find it.
Yeah.
We'll improvise somehow. You know, we're going to miss the kids and everything.
Yeah.
I grew up trick or treating, too. So we all got to know how they feel, you know.
Yeah.
Please have a safe weekend. Don't drink and drive, and please watch out for pedestrians. If you're out there boarding, dress adequately and wear your life jackets.
Yeah.
And if you can, when you're parked somewhere, right now at this time of the year, when it was cold this time of year, Diane, like this,
mm-hmm.
when you're out boarding, don't lift your board up, your motor, in the air, because it'll freeze. The water temperature is warmer than the air will be. So you keep your motor in the water.
Oh, my. Okay. These are the little things.
Yeah, those are improvisations that you can learn.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, you know, that way you always have water in there without icing up inside there. Because that's one way you can get ice in there. If you have no way of getting gas, and you're going to have no power.
Wow.
So that's another idea we learned that we got made with the motors.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Oregon.
Yeah.
Anyway, please have a good, safe weekend, man.
Thank you.
And everyone else there.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Okay. It's always kind of nice to have like a regular caller starting the show. I appreciate that, Mr. Nick. We're going to go to Stephen from Neboskiak. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah,
welcome.
Good morning, Stephen Alexiak, Neboskiak.
Hi, welcome.
First of all, I'd like to send thoughts and prayers to the families of the seven individuals that are missing.
Mm. Yes.
And then also to those communities that have community spread going on,
mm-hmm.
Just to let them know we're thinking about them in our prayers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank them for also commend them for also letting their villages be named
mm-hmm.
instead of saying Waikei Delta Service Area.
Mm.
Because it brings out, from my point, more, you know, attention to it. So those individuals, I mean, the village who has community spread going on, they'll be a little more careful. You know, I wish and hope the rest of the tribes could come out and have the villages named, because there's nothing wrong with that, as we are living in perilous times. And, you know, it has taken this long for the COVID-19 to come to our region.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No.
Even though they're saying vaccines coming soon, they've been saying that since April.
I know.
And Dr. Fauci said this COVID might linger on until 2021 or 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And if we put ourselves a little more distance and follow what YKHC is advising us to do, because you know they know they won't be able to handle an influx of this disease if it spreads rapidly.
Mm.
So if all the tribes can come out and say, name our village. And for those individuals that are still visiting and taking steam baths with each other, you know, they need to lessen their bubble, like to just within their family. If a homeless population in Anchorage can contain a COVID-19 and stop it, these villages can too.
Mm.
As we know, this past summer, Beans Cafe in Anchorage had an outbreak, and they were able to contain it.
Hmm.
And Anchorage is a big population.
Yes.
And we in the villages are small, and we can, and also with the NBA, they had their bubble, National Basketball Association, and
mm-hmm.
they were successful in not even getting COVID-19.
Yeah.
If each and every one of us can do our part and stay away and think that everyone has this COVID, you know, but in reality, be, you know, you can air five or, you know, no elbow now to, you know, because that's contacting with another person.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much of this COVID that can be done. And even our governor of Alaska can re-shut down the state of Alaska for 4 weeks. Because I think we prematurely shut down March
mm-hmm.
when we could have continued on and, you know, till, like, at least finish out the school year.
Yeah.
And when we had reopened, that's when COVID started spreading in Anchorage. But anyways, there will be other people calling. Thoughts and prayers to the families of those seven. and also to the communities that have COVID spread. They take extra measures like Nunap. They'll get through it. Nunap is affected, so can other villages. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen, for your call. Okay, we're going to go to a caller from Ketchikan, Dr. Al Gross. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gross.
Yeah, good morning, Shamai. Hello, Talk Line. This is Dr. Al Gross running for the United States Senate. I'm down in Ketchikan today just for the day. I was in Sitka yesterday, and to this day it still disappoints me that I was unable to get back out to Bethel and the villages because of COVID. I'm so disappointed about that. I very much wanted to go up the river and to fly around, and this pandemic has changed everything, and I know everyone's so tired of politics at this point, but I hope you all vote early if you can, so you don't have to crowd the polls on November 3rd, and, you know, a lot of people are getting sick with COVID, so might not even be able to go to the polls on November 3rd, so please vote, and I know a lot of people are scared of the disease, and it has not been well managed at all by the federal government, and I was just listening to the last speaker, and he's right. This is going to be around for a long time, and there is not going to be a vaccine anytime soon. They're not telling the truth in the federal government. It's going to take a long time. So I really hope you stay safe out there. I know that you're doing everything you can out in the villages to stay safe, and I promise that when I get to the United States Senate as a doctor, I'll work with public health experts to properly address this pandemic and get the right resources to YKHC and other social service organizations out there to help us get through this nightmare. And, this isn't my show, so I won't take up any more of your time, but I just wanted to say thank you all for your support. And if any of you have questions, please go to my YK for Dr. Al Gross Facebook page and post a message on there, and we'd be happy to answer it. And I just wish I could be out there in person. So I was just calling in to say hello and stay safe, please.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm really glad you called. And could I ask one question of you, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Just if you were to be elected into the Senate, what are some of the committees that you're interested in participating in besides ones that might impact COVID response?
Well, I would definitely want to be on health, education, labor, and pension. And I'd want to be on commerce because of my love for the oceans and the water. I'd want to be on armed services because I understand the importance of the military in Alaska. And then Indian affairs because of the importance of Alaska Natives to Alaska.
Right. Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you for that and calling in. And I bet you're getting kind of tired yourself. How long has this been going on? Like a year or something? I don't know. But
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
We got up at 4:30 in the morning to fly from Sitka to Juneau to Ketchikan this morning, and then we're back to Juneau tonight.
So oh, my goodness. Okay.
We're going to run through the tape here on November 3rd. We're sprinting across the finish line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your calling. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. So our lines are open, and I'm going to give out the numbers here. They are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. I got the date wrong earlier. It's October 30th. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Saturday night, do we turn our clocks back, Gabby? Is it Saturday or Sunday? Oh, my goodness, I can't remember if it's midnight on Saturday. Okay, Gabby's going to look that up for us. But, yeah, so I haven't heard much about it, but we are turning the clocks back 1 hour, fall behind. In the spring, we spring ahead 1 hour. And I want to give a little bit of some Tundra Drums announcements. All mail-in ballots for the general election must be postmarked by Election Day on November 3rd. Mail sent in Alaska gets postmarked in Anchorage, but voters can request that a local postal worker postmark their ballots by hand at their local post office. The Postal Service asks voters to mail ballots as early as possible. Now, that's a really good point. about making sure it's postmarked by November 3rd. So if you're, for example, in Bethel and you go on November 3rd and put in your ballot and mail your ballot, the postmark doesn't actually occur until Anchorage. So it, and if it's a day late, it's not going to count. So if you are mailing in instead of going in person here in Bethel, make sure that the post worker there goes ahead and puts the postmark onto your envelope for you. I think you'll have to ask for it, though. All right, so I'm going to go to Kathy from Bethel. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to
morning,
the show.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning.
Just wanted to remind everybody that Cusco Cab, once again, this is like maybe their third year in a row to do this, is offering free cab rides to and from the polling place on Tuesday. Free cab rides. So all you have to do is call 543-2169, I think the number is, Cusco Cab, and say, I'd like to go vote. And they'll come and pick you up. And I don't know if they wait for you or you call them back. But since there's only one place to vote this year, there'll probably just be a steady stream of cabs back and forth. So
right. And why was the two polling places combined into one?
Because of space and COVID. They have to be able for the people to be spread way out when they're in line to be safe.
Oh, we didn't have two locations that could do that.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Gotcha.
The one up at LKSD doesn't have the space.
Oh, okay.
So that was a decision made. And I don't know, I think they might have had a little trouble getting enough poll workers also, because the majority of the poll workers for several years have been people that are now, we're in that endangered species section of our lives.
The endangered species.
Yes, so they didn't want us there.
Uh-huh.
So had to recruit new people and, you know. But mostly I think it was just for safety.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good. All right.
So I would tell people, bundle up. You might be standing outside for a while and bring your thermos of coffee.
Do you know if they can still early vote at ONC this afternoon, the ONC building?
I believe they can from 1:30 to 5:30.
Okay, good. That's
not 100% sure. They can call the city of Bethel and ask, mm-hmm. even though it's not a city election.
Mm-hmm.
The city clerk's office knows everything. So
I went yesterday to early vote, and there were just a few of us there. Took no time at all, really.
Right. That's what I've heard.
It's convenient.
That's really fast.
Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. There, in some states, you might have seen this on the news, I think Texas has already had more voters, early voters, than they had in the last election in total.
Oh, my gosh. The turnout this year is crazy.
I know,
yeah.
It's going to be record. And it should be.
Yeah. Yes.
It should be. There's a lot at stake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we vote, then we care more about what happens. So mm-hmm. if people will vote, it will participate, I think they'll find out that they're more interested in the news as time goes on. So I encourage everybody to, and be nice to your cab driver, because this is, you know, coming out of Cusco Cab's pocket.
Right.
To do this for people. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Again, our lines are open, and we had an anonymous email last week, and I don't think I got a chance to read it. Oh, and I was going to say daylight savings time ends November 1st at 2 a.m., so usually before you go to bed on Saturday, you might want to put that clock back an hour and enjoy a little extra time sleeping if you can. The Bethel United Pentecostal Church will discontinue in-person services beginning tonight. Well, that was, tonight meaning last night. Church services will be virtual at the church's Facebook page and KJNR 91.9 FM on Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 11 a.m., and Sunday at 6 p.m. Again, that's KJNR 91.9 FM. if you want to hear the Bethel, excuse me, United Pentecostal Church service. You can also check it out at the church's Facebook page next Wednesday at 7, Sunday at 11, and Sunday at 6 p.m. Okay. Now, I just take a moment here because the dates on my announcements are different. Okay. So on Saturday, tomorrow, from noon to 5 p.m., portions of Bethel and Nepakiak will have a planned power outage from AVEC. If your power is not restored following the scheduled outage, contact AVEC at 800-478-1818. Now, during the AVEC power outage, KYUK will continue broadcasting on 640 AM. We will not be able to broadcast over 90.3 FM or internet stream during the times of the planned outages. We already had one planned outage, which was yesterday, and that seemed to go okay. And the next one is tomorrow from noon to 5, and that's just portions of Bethel and Nepakiak. So be ready for that. We have a caller, John, from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. Well, here we are having to vote for corrupt politicians again. Is it true that Al Gross got dividends from Alaska and is still living in California?
I don't know anything about that story.
Well, it's all over the radio or TV.
Okay.
You know them negative ads?
Right. Yeah. I don't know anything about it myself, but it's okay for you to share if you feel like that's truthful information. You can do that.
Oh yeah.
So. Okay.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, John, for calling. I'm going to read an anonymous email from last week because I'm not sure I got a chance to read it. It's a little bit long, so as I read this, periodically I'll interject to let you know that it's me reading an email. It's not me saying what is... It's not me telling you this. All right, so this is an anonymous email, and it goes like this. I would like to point out that this COVID virus is very much real and very dangerous to all our elders and pregnant women. All you kids out there partying, thinking it's okay, and it's a joke, it's not a joke, this is real. This is real, it's happening. People are dying and getting sick. All you parents out here in Bethel need to keep your kids home. It's not okay for them to go out and do whatever, touching things in public places, going to visit friends and other family who might not also be following regular COVID rules. Again, this is Diane. I'm reading a anonymous email, and it continues. And you cops of Bethel, you are all a joke. Some of you cops are not even wearing a mask when doing your civil duty and serving our community. Please take this more seriously and think of our people here in rural Alaska. Cops don't even enforce the COVID rules or care that there are people still with COVID walking around and not wearing a mask. And Philly's is always crowded and does not follow social distancing or doing the capacity numbers for the restaurant / bar. Also, I wish people would stop talking about the flu and saying COVID is just the flu. Tell that to family members who have lost loved ones. I also want to say to newcomers moving into Bethel, this place is mainly full of Native people, so don't come here expecting to not see us and stop with the racial slurs and disrespectfulness toward us Natives. We're here first. This is our land and not yours. Please also do not forget to vote. Spread love, not COVID. Thank you. That was an anonymous email. Thank you for that. You're welcome to email anonymously if you would like to radio@kyuk.org. It would be good if your emails were kind of a little bit short and to the point, if possible. But we welcome all your comments. If you want to call in, you can also do that anonymously. And our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800 1-800-995-8954. And like I said, you can email radio@kyuk.org. Okay, so for the Bethel and Kuskokwim Delta, a little bit of weather here, and then we'll be going to our break in a short few minutes. Today it's going to be sunny with highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. It already looks pretty nice out there. And tonight it's clear in the evening, then becoming cloudy, lows in the mid-teens to lower 30s, north wind 10 to 25 miles an hour. Saturday it'll be mostly sunny, flurries, high in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Saturday night is clear, lows in the mid-teens to lower 30s, and Sunday is mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows 20 to 25. So we're starting to hit the time when things are in the high teens, 20s, and low 30s, and as the weeks go on, that'll shift down. Down below zero and on into winter. Okay, thank you for that, the person who, Iris, who got this information for me. Okay, we're going to have a quick break. Oh, but it's not for another two. Oh, it's in about 1 minute. Yeah, so maybe before we go to the break, I can mention that given the condition out here with the COVID virus, it's really critical that we do honor the recommendations that come out of YK. 6 feet, distancing, masks, wiping down of surfaces, washing hands, and not traveling as much unless you have to. And I also really appreciate the strength of villages who have taken really strong measures to go into a lockdown, to do everything they can and have the power to do to steady the virus and to get things more stable and prevent the virus from spreading throughout their community, but then also into other areas. So really a lot of appreciation to tribes for using that, the rights that they have to protect their communities. And then here in Bethel, we also are trying to really encourage people to hunker down for the next couple of weeks and to really support each other in doing those measures. So if your friends are having a hard time with that, support each other and make it fun to wear masks and wiping down surfaces and staying more distant and not getting together into groups until we can do so safely. So we're going to go to a short break, plenty of time to wash your hands and wipe down a surface. And I'm Diane McGachran, and you're listening to 640 AM Talkline. We'll be back on the other side.
Sunrisha Ugmanun of Zai Mam Yulingushanika Yugup, Anashkanun Tamakulrim. Mammogrammat Akiliumout Mutsut of Gun. Ransut Gimus Vichnichalilra, Nasunrit Vizari Guvet, Baksuku Healthcare.gov, Hosokayaga Luku 1-800-318-2596. Unakingunun Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Nunam ni maschatkutisichak quarantine alrit, maschowut schaum COVID-19 alrenun.
Why cage seem jack nagogo wayut ilagout skufknaki? Yugialagan and Hatukoyuchan and Pichatan ilakluki, Togam king and Bifknaki, a new deal rate. Ayakatagalut and Koyuchs rate. Ignang Katagalut and Galukal rate. Hatuke kul rate. Baby shower. Bingo. Askuril rate so. Tumachil rate. Koyuchs rate. Nagavigni nil rate. Agayul reit jali ninni hwasu tlami goyuchtl reit nilgut gyn rilngwt. Damam da i gai gwnachgwgwt unno gogan sachtstyn rilch gan yn COVID-19 am. Una gyng unyn gdwchwa gyn Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
To reduce the potential of community spread of COVID-19, Bethel City Council has adopted an emergency ordinance that requires face coverings be worn when individuals are in high-risk public situations, included but not limited to inside of or in line to enter any indoor public space, waiting for or riding on public transportation or taxi, while outdoors in public spaces when maintaining a physical distance of 6 feet is not possible. This ordinance remains in effect until November 1st. Additional details and exemptions available at cityofbethel.org.
Everyone, welcome back. I'm going to go to Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, it's that Renee.
It's this Renee.
Hello.
I just want to say about Esther that she was one of the very first people I met here in Bethel, and she is so special to me. And I'm praying for her and wishing her the best. So I know you're very close to her, Diane.
Thank you, Renee.
Yeah. I have two hats I have on today. The first one is the Kuskokwim Art Guild's hat. The store currently is closed. We're doing the COVID thing and hunkering down. And even though Eleanor was taking appointments, we're kind of taking a couple of weeks off just to encourage everything to slow down. And the other news from that is we are still going to have our steel, salmon, and raven auction. And the board has worked really hard to try to figure out how to do this. And John Oscar has set up for us a virtual online auction website at, if you go online and look, just put in salmon raven 2020, it will pop up.
Okay.
And, yeah, our annual auction
nice.
Will take place December 2 through 5. You can go in and look and see what the bids are and up the bid or however you want to do it, and you can see live time how the bids are going. And then prior to that, we're hopefully, it all depends upon how things are going. We're going to try to have a live viewing where you can just come in and walk around, look at all the pieces, and go out, just so those locally can have an actual live viewing. And that may or may not get to happen, but we're hoping it will. And that would be November 30, 1 and 2. It just depends upon how things pan out with if things calm down with our uptick in COVID cases here. But absolutely, it will be online, and just go see Salmon Raven 2020 on the internet, and we'll pop up. So, and that reminder all to all of our artists out there that are working on there, like myself, try to get them finished so that we can actually get photos on there so people can see what they look like. Okay, my second one is different hat. Bethel Council on the Arts has hired Laura Ellsworth as our coordinator, and she's putting together some online virtual classes, lectures, talks, performances, So if you're an artist and you want to perform on our Zoom or live Facebook page, contact Laura, and her number is 907-953-8055. And she will schedule you in for those events. And we're going to be doing this through December and maybe into January. And the first event is John McDonald and Bev Hoffman's History of Bethel. And that is going to be on November 4th at 2 p.m. So go to Facebook. You'll find information about that with on the Bethel Council of the Arts page. And check it out. It's going to be fun. It'll be interesting. And we're going to try to do a lot more of those so people can enjoy some art, even if it is only virtually.
Okay.
And that's all I've got for right now, Diane.
All right. Well, good. All right. Well, that's because you're working less these days.
Yes, I am.
In the old way. But you've probably got fresh projects up and going, but... Anyway, I'm glad you called in about that, and so make sure next Friday you guys also call in so that I can, well, no, it might be too late then.
When
is the auction again? Let me get the date down.
The auction is online December.
Oh, right.
2, 3, 4, and 5. It ends at 8 p.m., I think, on the 5th. So plenty of time to see, and there should be, we're hoping to have about 20 steel salmon and ravens, and then maybe 10 other artsy items for auction. And this is the only fundraiser that the Art Guild does all year. This then runs our all of our scholarship programs. It runs any other things that we support. It also helps pay our rent, and which is necessary for the gift shop. And anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Join. I hope folks come.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Thanks,
Diane. I will
repeat that.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Hey, morning. Morning, Diane. I wanted the second call again about last caller asking about Dr. Gross getting that permanent fund. Anyway, on the application, when you first come out, you have a moratorium of 180 days. You can be outside of Alaska and still apply for the permanent fund.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get the whole portion of it, but you'll get the remaining absentee money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like a percentage?
Yeah, the percentage of how much you have coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by life. He's going by life. The only thing he hasn't disclosed is how much he got.
Oh, okay.
See,
so
he
might not have got the whole percentage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. See,
oh.
News have a way of misleading people's perception if you watch it all the time. I'm an avid watcher of national news and all that, and I get into it pretty hard. It's a perception of not knowing the whole truth.
Mm.
You've got to disclose everything that's applicable to the logical situation. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So you don't take judgment because he took a permanent fund. That's legal as long as you disclose on your application how long you're going to be absent.
Mm-hmm.
I want to clarify that. So I want to let people know that.
Okay, that might be the... Oh, so they might have... Just said, oh, he got the dividend, but actually,
yeah,
if you dig deeper,
you make it out like he got the whole dividend, and you question, well, how come he's getting it, and he's not even a resident of Alaska. Maybe disclose on his application that he'll be absent. I think it's 180 days that the most that you could be absent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you exceed that, I think they don't consider you getting a percentage of that money.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, I wanted to clarify that.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to Gloria from Bethel. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, it's morning glory.
I wanted to, last week I tried to call in and add to Cody Ferguson's email about please get... moisture in the air, and preferably if you can have it simmering with either ayuk or jaifluk or even spruce needles.
Mm.
But keep moisture in the air because we need to keep things moving in our lungs, especially with the tight, sometimes overcrowded conditions in home and people having to hunker down more and isolate more and be in tighter quarters. So get moisture in the air, have a pot simmering, potpourri pot, something
mm-hmm.
with our medicines, the things that we know work. And that's a suggestion I have. Also, we really need to keep the blame and the shame out of this whole equation.
Mm.
It's time to support each other and to have exercise, compassion, and humanity. And especially for our elders. Our elders are more fragile than we are, than they seem.
Mm-hmm.
So please check on your elders and make sure any cause for concern, take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there is help. ONC has help available for our elders so that they don't have to expose themselves. They've got sanitizing equipment, supplies, they have meals that are delivered during the weekday. So please check on our elders, make sure they're eating so that immune systems are up. And let's all support each other and no more blame. No more blame, no more shame. That's yesterday. We have to worry about today and keeping alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And I think that's a really great message to not have shame be a part of this, and even trying to dig up, like, who gave it to who, and we got to kind of let that go, because we have community spread now, so you could get it because you touched a doorknob, or you took your mask off for a little bit of time and wasn't aware that a lot of people had been in that area. So,
or you walked a quarter of a mile from the entrance of the hospital down to ER.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just keep taking the precautions and just take care of people who get a positive test and not bring some negativity into that.
Yeah, let's support each other and sanitize, distance, isolate, and protect our very, very fragile elders.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need to take a moment to pray for Esther. Yeah. Is so near and dear to so many of us and has given us connections to those traditions and things that we need to know to go on. So, good morning, Diane. We all need to stay strong and support each other and remember that what they tell us, it's all about love.
Thank you.
So, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to Cece from Bethel. Good morning, Cece.
Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're good. I was just calling in to talk about a few things. First, I wanted to say that I was really glad to hear that Dr. Al Gross called in earlier today. I personally support him as a candidate, and I'm really excited. I already went ahead and voted for him. I voted by mail, absentee by mail, and submitted my ballot last week, and it was really awesome. I was able to go online to the State of Alaska website and track my ballot and saw that it was received in Nome, which is great. Someone already called in earlier to discuss the PFD issue and pretty much said what I was going to say, but just wanted to point out that claim is likely false, and as we all know, there's a lot of steps and procedures when it goes for applying for the PFD, so I trust that the state did their due diligence and ensured that he got a PFD legally.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, I just wanted to encourage everyone to get out and vote, no matter who you're voting for. It's really important, especially this year. It was mentioned earlier today, but there is only one polling location this year, and that is at the Cultural Center. And as was also already mentioned, Custo Cab is offering free rides to the polling location. I want to thank them very much for that and encourage anyone who needs transportation to call up Custo Cab and get a ride.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and one other comment.
Yes.
more like personal, but I am moving out of Bethel.
Right.
Today is my last day. I don't know if this is the best avenue for saying goodbye, but it's definitely been really hard with COVID to reach out or to, you know, let people know that I'm leaving or say goodbye. So I thought this was a good social distance option to let people know if, you know, I haven't said goodbye to them yet. Goodbye. I'm sure I will be back after COVID to visit or whatnot. And if anyone ever wants to reach out, you know, they can message me on Facebook or email me.
Oh, wow. We're going to miss you. I mean, it was so nice of you to be on city council and all the things you involved yourself in. And, yeah, I wish you I wish you well.
Yes, and I do want to thank the community of Bethel. They've been so welcoming since I moved here like 4 years ago as a Jesuit volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So welcoming, so loving. And I also want to thank them for the opportunity to represent the community on city council. It was a great experience, and it's definitely hard for me to be moving, but I'm also excited to try something new down in Kodiak.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Kodiak, spectacular. Spectacular place. Good for you.
So is Bethel. And
yes, it is.
Bethel.
I haven't managed to leave yet.
Yes, many people have not.
So, okay, yeah, well, thank you for calling, and I'm glad you're going to something that you're excited about.
Yes, thanks, Diane.
You're welcome.
All right, well, everyone have a lovely Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So I got a text message, I'm sorry, an email that says, please mention that Dan Sullivan sued Katie John for our subsistence. And if you would like more information on that, the Anchorage Daily News did a story about that, and you can look it up online. And the title of the story is Alaska Doesn't Need a Senator Who'd Sue Katie John. So you could look up and see if that's something that you have an interest in. So I'm going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning. I'll miss Cece.
Yeah.
You know, she did 2 years of JV volunteering.
Nice.
Yep. And just made this community a better community, and I know she'll be an asset to Kodiak also. I'm going to also promote everybody to vote. Please vote. It's amazing the turnout we've had so far, locally, statewide, and nationally. I'm so proud of that. That means a lot of people care. Whatever side of the fence they're on, they care, and they want to be part of the solution. I also want to put it plus in for ballot measure one, the fair share.
Uh-huh.
I know the timing isn't right, you know, with the pandemic and what the oil companies are going through, but we should have had this all along. And the opportunity is now to put this in place. And if you notice, the commercials that oppose it are up by and large funded by the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to put a plus in for that and ballot measure two. My own feeling about it is I think it's good. I think it's going to address the polarization we have between Democrats and Republicans. And the rank voting, I know the UPIC translators are going to have to explain that in the when people go vote, but they can still do singular voting too. So anyway, I'm just putting a plug in for both of those, and I think everybody knows who I'm voting for and who I'm not voting for. And people that are disenchanted about voting, they don't want to deal with politicians, you still got propositions to vote for. You know, there's going to be something that you care about that you need to be voting for or against. So I like that there's been a lot of calls so far promoting voting. And produce dairy giveaways and all that, I'm kind of going to be more in the background. When you guys see me, I'm just the tip of the iceberg anyway, because there's a lot of volunteers that make this happen. But I'm going to step back a little bit because of the upswing of the viruses. Definitely don't want to catch it, you know. But I will do what I can behind the scenes. You might see me out there with them, but we're not going to, you know, go up to clipboards with people or anything. Like, I mean, it's just going to go and fast and furious. And when it happens, it happens. And I'm glad the word got out the other week and saw the long line. Helped a lot of people. It's a good thing, you know. Other than that, how about a Halloween joke?
Yes. Go.
Why do zombies not chase clowns?
I don't know why.
Because they taste funny. All right, maybe other people can call in with some jokes.
I don't know why I find that really funny. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Because they taste funny. Okay, well, a zombie would know. All right. I have an email I'm going to read. This is anonymous. And the email, it goes like this. I think this is regarding COVID. So it says, make soup and broths. Family and friends help make and drop outside of their home. No contact. So fish, chicken, reindeer, moose, beef, goose, duck. Drink lots of water, Gatorade, tea and honey, stinkweed tea if you have it, Tylenol for fever, cold ease, zinc, vitamin C, steam in the shower to loosen gunk, gargle with Listerine or other antiseptic mouthwash, lung exercises, keep moving, but also rest, isolate from other household members if they are not sick, get well, prayer for healing, plus vitamin D. Okay, so those are some recommendations, kind of local recommendations, and I think I have another email here coming up. Okay, good morning. This is an email. Can you please make an announcement regarding services at Bethel Court for the period of November 2nd through 13th? The action is in support of City of Bethel Resolution 2018. You don't need to read all of it, just the part about this is the part about making an appointment for in-person services. Okay. So when you send an email, go ahead and put the content you would like read directly into the email. Because it's a little hard for me to open up Word documents and then find the information you want. So if you're the person who from the courthouse who wrote, if you wouldn't mind resending your email to radio@kyuk and just put some bullets in the email of the information you would like me to share, that would be awesome. All right, we're going to go to Elise Galvin from Anchorage. Good morning, Elise. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm just reaching out. I was hoping to be there, but since I can't visit, I thought I'd call in and share that I wanted to remind everybody to vote either on November 3rd or before, and I hope that you all take advantage of that power to vote. I, of course, would love it if you ended up voting for me, but if you have any questions about me, feel free to give me a call. I'm at 231-5556. This is such an important election.
Elise,
there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm.
So, can I ask you a quick clarifying question? Would you like to tell people what you're running for?
Oh, sure. If that's permissible, and I didn't know if we were allowed.
Well, you're.
So, yeah,
you can say anything you want.
Conference.
Oh, okay.
All right, freedom of press here. That's great. I love that. I'm running for U.S. Congress. I'm a mom of four, former small business owner, and fierce children's advocate. I'm called to serve, and I would be honored to be able to serve in this way. I want to restore civility, honesty, and transparency in government. I'd like all of us to feel good about being a part of democracy by practicing and being exercising our opportunity to vote. So I'm encouraging everybody to do that. I'm a third-generation Alaskan. My family came up serving in World War II, but mostly everyone, I'm a mom. I'm a fierce mom of four, and my youngest is 20, and now I'm looking to give back and make sure that the next generation has opportunities to live here and live in dignity and live in respect,
mm-hmm.
which I think means, you know, we got to do what we can to make sure our families can take care of our own,
mm-hmm.
Be in a healthy place with good housing and jobs and, of course, education.
So let me ask you a quick question that I asked somebody else who was mm-hmm. running for office. If you were elected to the House of Representatives representing Alaska, mm-hmm. what kinds of committees would you like to be a part of?
Thanks for that question. There's a lot of different committees that will matter to Alaskans. I think transportation is important.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have our roads. Gosh, in Bethel, I especially noticed I went to a few different chemis there. So right in springtime, you really have roads that need some extra help. So transportation committee, I think, will be really important. Energy committee, we really need to lower costs of energy throughout the state. So I want to be a part of that as well. Natural resources, I'd like to be able to do well for Alaska and balance making sure that we have good economic opportunities and also make sure that we're taking care of our way of life and able to enjoy the beautiful opportunities of subsistence and wildlife here. And finally, Veterans Affairs. We have the most veterans per capita in Alaska in the whole United States. 9% of us are, and we need to make sure that they're taken care of.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Elise, and good luck.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really hope everybody votes, and make sure to give me a call if you're not sure. I'd like to earn it. Take good care.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, if you would like to call Elise Galvin, you can at 907-231-5556, and it sounds like you're free to ask her whatever questions you'd like. I'm going to go to a quick email, and the anonymous email goes like this. Are the purchases of freezers for tribal members misuse of CARES Act funding? Thank you for that email. Let's see, I think I might have, I have another email that's a little bit long, so I don't think I'm going to read that. I'm going to give you the numbers real quick because we're going to go to a break in a minute. If you do call in, you'll have to just be on hold while we go through the break. I'll give you the numbers now in case you want to go ahead and call and just get in line for your comments. 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, and you can email at radio@kyuk.org. So I think we're going to go to... Yes, oh, there it is. That very pretty music. That's really nice. So we're going to go on a short break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Talkline on 640 AM.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Did you know that babies are born to breastfeed and your breast milk is designed specifically for your baby?
Breast milk boosts the immune system to fight off viruses.
Breastfeeding can decrease your risk of diabetes and decrease the chances of adult-onset diabetes in your baby.
Moms were designed to breastfeed.
Breast milk is the original subsistence food. This message was brought to you by the YKHC WIC program. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
You decide the November 3rd elections, whether you wait on the sidelines or cast your vote. Now, more than ever, people are using their voice to make a difference. It's time to warrior up. Your vote is your voice. Let's make it heard. This message is sponsored by Native People's Action Community Fund. Visit www.npacommunityfund.org for more info on how to vote safely on November 3rd. Huyana, Masicho, Lunischish, Huyanakpa.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. We've got a couple of callers lined up. Thank you for that. I'm going to go to Lena from Akiak. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning.
Good morning.
AKA Mom Chuk. Happy Halloween.
Hello.
I was just talking about, I would like to say, lockdown villages, please. There are villages that are not locked down, and Akiak is one of them, minimum. You know, there's COVID funds in the tribes that can at least take care of their workers and their people for 2 weeks. If we do it together all over the villages, you know, 2 weeks, we could slow the process. Leaders, think about it. United up and down the river, we could slow the spread. Happy Halloween again. God bless. Take care. And I would like to let everybody know that I use willow tree juice for colds. Boil it for 15 minutes, cool the water down, and have tea. My children use it for their little colds. I do. Hold on.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, I want to talk about the upcoming election.
Okay.
And the election process nowadays, I really don't like it. I haven't liked it for years. And I'm finally speaking out. I'm a registered Democrat. And the way the elections are now, I only see Democrats running. I don't get to see everybody that's running. And for one, I want to see everybody that's running on the ballot, then make my choice, not you know, like I'm forced to vote Democrat. They only show me the Democrats running, and I don't even know who's all running. Is there something I could do, like change to libertarian or something, and they'll show me everything?
You can change your voting registration status, yes. If you have, do you have access to internet or news that you can try to follow different candidates on news? Sometimes there's debates on TV, on public TV.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is I don't see everybody who's running for the position. And I'd like to, instead of just being shown one party, you know.
Okay. So, you can, I, public TV and internet and talking to other people who support different candidates will probably go a long way to helping you out to learn more about. So we're going to go ahead and close down and go to another caller, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you expressed that.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day. We're going to go to Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sam, what's Bethel Search and Rescue?
Oh, hi. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some tips out there for parents with young kids. Keep them off the lakes. It's still not safe. It's just starting to form.
Okay.
And people on the river that are running their boats, make sure you put the red heat can in your gas. The yellow one does nothing. And what else was there? Prayers. When you're praying, pray for the seven people and all the searchers that they connect out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've been trying like every day out there. When we flew the other day, there was boats all across the bay. And there's finding little things here and there, but we don't know whose it belongs, who it belongs to yet. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And happy Halloween, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for the work you do, too, Sam.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of them that do the. They motivate me, the villagers.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay, I have an email that I'm going to read. This email is from a Bethel peep. And the email goes like this. Good morning, all. I would like to talk about COVID in our community. It feels like people in this community are not taking COVID seriously unless they're more vulnerable. People need to realize this. If you are constantly going out, hanging out with people, and continuing to go to work, you are putting other people's lives at risk. You are putting your coworkers and your coworkers' family or friends who live in the same household at risk. Mind you, those people at risk, because of that, might be an elder or a pregnant woman or a child with asthma or RSV. People need to think of others. Whenever you go to the store, please wear gloves and a mask or a face shield or both. To the people who make fun of others for taking safety precautions, stop it. These people are worried for their lives. To make fun of someone making sure they are safe and to ensure the people they live with are also safe is just plain ignorant. Okay, this is Diane, and I'm reading an email. I'm partway through, so. And the email continues this way. COVID is not just a flu, and this has been proven. People who underestimate the virus as a flu have ended up with COVID. It's all fun and games till you get very sick and risk your life. COVID is a virus that spreads out fast at a faster rate than flu and kills much faster than flu. So if you work for the hospitals here in Bethel, do not say or spread the word COVID is just a flu, it's just a fake. Please stop telling people this and yourself this. This is a serious sickness. Don't believe me? The national rates of this virus is proof of the severity of this virus. You can replace your behavior and start taking precautions for COVID and to be mindful of others in this community. I'm a Bethel peep. Don't forget to vote and stay safe. Thank you. Okay, Bethel peep. I have read your email. I'm going to go to Buck, a caller from Bethel. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning. I was listening to the gentleman before Sam talking about the election and how he can only get Democrats because he's a registered Democrat on his ballot. Well, that's the primary. If you're a registered Democrat in the way Alaska is set up, in the primary election, if you're a Democrat, you only get to pick a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you're only allowed to pick a Republican. But on the main election, not primary, but the national election for president, when you get your ballot, it will have all the Democrats, all the Republicans, all the independents, all the Green parties, and all of those people are going to be on that ballot. I'm registered Democrat also, and I got to read everybody's name. I voted early, and I got to read everybody's name on the ballot. So only in the primary will you just get a Republican ticket ballot. Or Democrat ticket ballot. But in the general election, you'll have everybody on there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
That's what I hope the gentleman is still listening. He seemed pretty concerned, and he's right. He should get to be able to choose whatever he wanted. But
right. Okay.
Set up. Yeah. So he's remembering the primary, and mm-hmm. he didn't get to look at any Republicans. So.
Okay.
In this election, he will, and that's all I have. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Buck. That's very helpful.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. All right, I think another caller is coming in, and that is Tiffany calling in. Good morning, Tiffany. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good-ish.
We've had a lot of really difficult stuff kind of happening in our community, in our region, and I definitely identify with your response.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call this morning. You know, I wanted to just really begin by extending my thoughts and, you know, good energy and hope for the families of the voters who've gone missing. I sent a letter to the Department of Public Safety yesterday asking that they would dispatch the Civil Air Patrol to get some additional resources out to our region to continue and expand the search. I think we should definitely not be calling off the search with so many lives of Alaskans kind of on the table. So, I'm really thinking about the families that are being impacted there. I also, wanted to take a moment just to talk about, we've got some really big decisions ahead of us. I think Talkline's a great venue for our region to come together and kind of talk about some of those things. And I wanted to share a little nugget of wisdom that I heard Stacey Abrams from Georgia say about the importance of voting, mm-hmm. that voting is not an event, but it's a process. I think about all of the big budget challenges that we have as a state where, if we were to push for a full statutory dividend, the state doesn't have enough money to fund programs that also keep our communities held together. So, as we think about trying to solve some of these really big challenges, we can't fix those challenges by just voting one time, but voting is a process. So if we show up and we vote every single opportunity.
Hello? Oh, am I still on the air?
Just are in a much better place.
Okay, sorry, we had a slight glitch there, Tiffany, but yes, we we got it. That's a... hello? Are you okay?
Sorry, what was that? I think we're dealing with some technical issues.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if you had fallen down and couldn't get back up. Wouldn't want that. Okay. And do you want to say what you're running for?
Yeah, so I am running again for re-election as the state representative for House District 38. I have proudly served my home region in the legislature in this role for the last couple of years, and I bring a lot of experience from local, state, and federal policy. I've talked about the importance of so much of the state programs and making sure that we continue to have a dividend that can pay year after year, how many of these state programs that our region relies on continues to support a lower cost of living in our villages. And it's really important that people understand that, when people that are running to serve as legislators are promising a full PFD, they're not being honest about how they're going to pay for that, just with the amount of money that the state has coming in. And in order to meet that promise that they're making, they they would have to drain savings accounts and cut programs that are going to increase cost of living, that are going to cut access to important programs, that one dividend is not going to fill the value of those programs that are being cut to make that happen. So I remain committed to fighting for rural Alaska, for fighting for dividends that are sustainable and strong and continue, as well as programs that do not leave our communities on the edge. So I just wanted to call in and share a little bit about that, but also just to remind folks not to be disenfranchised by voting one time and still seeing so many of these challenges. Remember and don't lose heart that voting is a process, and please show up and vote every opportunity, because when Natives and people in rural Alaska show up to vote, good things can happen.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you very much, Tiffany. We heard all of that. There were no technical difficulties.
Awesome. Yay.
Oh, good. Yay.
Well, I hope I hope people are staying warm in this weather, that people are being safe. I appreciated the caller this morning that was talking about being aware of what's going on with the river and freezing. And, just want to encourage everyone to stay safe out there, wear a mask, wash your hands, and we're all in this together.
Okay, good. All right, thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks, Anne.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go right to an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning. I first would just like to take the opportunity to thank all of our YKHC employees who are working on the front lines right now, helping us all sort of combat this COVID-19. Mm. I know a lot of these people receive a lot of criticism, so I just think it's important for us all to appreciate the work that they are doing right now. So, Diane, I had a question for you. How many have you ever had this many candidates call into Talkline before? This sounds kind of unique to me.
Oh, no, there's been, yeah, it's not uncommon. And I've probably been doing Talkline for over 10 years, so, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I was just super encouraged to hear a lot of people calling in, you know, growing up here. Bethel has always sort of felt neglected when it comes to the state politics. So I guess I'm just, I haven't tuned in the talk line that much. But I wanted to say thank you to both Al Gross, Elise Galvin, and, of course, Tiffany for calling in and just kind of making us feel heard instead of just ignored. That being said, I just wanted to talk a little bit, too, about this election that we're going through. I've heard a lot of calls about the importance of voting, but I just want to really drive home the importance of what I feel is necessary, or what would be best for the state of Alaska to vote for. That's obviously vote for Al Gross, vote for Elise Galvin, vote for Tiffany Zolkolsky. These are all representatives who I feel would really fight for what's most important for Alaskans. I fear somebody like a Dan Sullivan will continue to defund a lot of social programs, even an institution like KYUK. I'm sure we've seen a lot of conservatives really leading a fight to cut public media and things of that sort. And so I just really feel that there's a huge, huge amount of urgency in some of the things that are coming up here. Both the propositions, Prop 1 is excellent. We need more tax revenue from the oil industry. I mean, if you want a larger PFD, I don't understand the complete the scope of how that's being funded, but I can tell you more taxes from the oil industry would definitely help to fund a better PFD. And for individuals who feel disenfranchised, you know, Prop 2 is excellent for that. Individuals who sort of fit into the political party that aren't really Republican or Democrat would be given a better choice. So I just wanted to call in and really speak to some of those things.
Okay, thank you. It sounds like your bird agrees with you, or whatever. Do you have a bird?
Darn, yes. I tried to get him to stop talking, but he's pretty politically opinionated.
You know what?
He agrees with me very much.
Yeah, and that's really good, because it'd be really hard if he didn't, because then you'd have arguments all the time.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to Richard from Chivac. Good morning, Richard. Hello, you're on the air.
Everybody,
I'm calling from Chirac, and our voting district is known. And we're on lockdown. We've been on lockdown even before we, for quite some time now, even before the last surge. And voting absentee is done past, you know. So we're looking for any ideas on how to conduct safe elections or anything that will be greatly appreciated, because we shut down our community hall where we conduct our elections, and we're on lockdown. So, you know, this thing that come up has kind of taken us over. You know, we... So any ideas that can come out, you know, to help us do the votes. And we had to bite our tongues to cancel Halloween. I also wanted to thank the Dr. Jason and this couple that are here working with our community on this thing that, you know, that has kind of overcome us. But I also just wanted to let it be known that the city of Chivac, the Chivac Traditional Council, and the COVID-19 task force here in Chivac, there wasn't anything that we didn't do to prevent the incoming of the COVID-19. So I just wanted to throw that. I want to thank you for your time, and it's good, always good to hear Muffet Sam, our hero, and Buck, the Democrat. Hello to everybody. Hello. Good luck to everybody, and stay safe. Any kind of ideas to, for us to conduct our elections when, on Election Day will be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Diane.
Good to hear you. From Chivac. All right. We're going to go to Willie from Quinnahawk.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'd like to respond to Tiffany. I'm glad she called in. But I'd like to wonder, I'm wondering why, when she's sitting there for 3 years, she keeps voting to spend more money than what we had revenue coming in. Now, how did she manage to get us to a point in the 5 years they've been taking the PFD from us that the deficit has doubled and is almost at $2.3 billion. That's what we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she keeps trying to imply, I think, the way I hear it, that I'm promising a full PFD. No, I never have, and there's 3,000 people that have got thank yous from me when they put me on their friend list on Facebook. I promise to go fight for all it's worth for a full PFD. That's what I'm promising.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I want to know is how she can continue to vote for the biggest budget every year consistently when we have an oil industry that's crashing because of COVID, because maybe the world has topped out on its peak oil. If you read the financial papers, maybe the supply lines finally hit, and we're not going to sell more oil than what we're selling. Yes, yesterday, the Brent oil price dropped below $37 a barrel. That's pretty much what we base our oil price on when we sell our oil here. Yet the legislature keeps spending at over 60 bucks a barrel. Where's this money coming from, Tiffany? Give me a break. Give us all a break. We want truth. We want you to define on Facebook today exactly what a robust PFD is worth to you. When you had your dog and pony show in Bethel 2 years ago, you were advocating for 640 bucks. You went to the legislature. He says everyone that showed up at our meeting in Bethel wanted their PFDs to be taken. They were happy. Take it away. Well, you didn't talk to the villages. The villages are broke. There's not two wooden nickels to rub together anywhere. Now, people need to go vote. Wear your mask. You go to the store, you go to the gas station, post office, wherever else, and you're not dead. And you're not dying. There's 100 COVID cases in Quinnahock, yet nobody knows anybody with anything more than the standard runny nose that you have during the cold and flu season, which is right now. So do your safe protective measures and go vote. It's that simple.
Okay.
Either get a balanced budget and our finances in order, or we're all doomed for our kids' future. Okay. That's what I got.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. We just have a few minutes left, and I'm going to go through a couple of emails. Regarding voting, the email goes like this. President Trump tried to terminate the Affordable Care Act in Congress. It was U.S. Senator Murkowski, Senator Susan Collins, and the late Senator John McCain joined the U.S. Senate Democrats and stopped Trump's plan to overturn Obamacare. For American Indians and Native Alaskans, the Affordable Care Act helps address health disparities by investing in prevention and wellness and increasing access to affordable health coverage. Many Alaska Natives got coverage under the Affordable Care Act for Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. U.S. Senator Sullivan joined other Senate Republicans to repeal and replace Obamacare under Senate Bill 1628. Remember this when you vote on Tuesday, that Senator Sullivan wanted to do away with the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, that helps many Alaska Natives. Okay, and C.C. Franco emailed a final comment she meant to say, and she said, please read. I forgot to mention earlier that I strongly support Elise Gavin. She will represent Alaska well. Don Young has been in that position for over 40 years. That is too long. Elise is the best candidate. I also strongly encourage everyone to vote for Tiffany Zolkowski. She has done a great job in Juneau and will continue to do so. I'm not sure I have time. I don't have time. Gabby is shaking her head. So there's an email I will pick up with and read next week. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, everyone. Oh, no, no.